For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This week in drug war history, July 29, 1997, a large number of Los Angeles sheriff deputies swarm into the home of author and medical marijuana patient Peter McWilliams and well-known medical marijuana activist Todd McCormick. July 30, 2002, ABC airs John Stossel's special report, War on Drugs, A War on Ourselves. July 31, 2000, in Canada, Ontario's top court rules unanimously that Canada's law making marijuana possession a crime is unconstitutional because it does not take into account the needs of the Canadian medical marijuana patients. July 31, 2003, Karen P. Tandy is confirmed by unanimous consent in the U.S. Senate as administrator of the Drug Enforcement Administration. August 2, 1937, the Marijuana Tax Act is passed by Congress, enacting marijuana prohibition on the federal level for the first time. Federal Bureau of Narcotics Commissioner Harry Anslinger tells the congressman at the hearings, "Marijuana is an addictive drug which produces in its users insanity, criminality, and death." August 2, 1977, in a speech to Congress, Jimmy Carter addresses the harm done by prohibition, saying, "Penalties against a drug should not be more damaging to an individual than the use of the drug itself. Nowhere is this more clear than in the laws against possession of marijuana for personal use." This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
Drug legalization advocates enjoy emphasizing the deferred success of the drug war, touting regulation as the more sound policy. But a quick look at their stance will expose the undeniable fact that they oppose all regulation as well. The drug problem in America is not isolated to illegal narcotics. Many drugs that have been proven effective pain relievers are legal and passed out by doctors regularly. Their legality aside, these drugs are often no less dangerous or addictive than their illegal counterparts. Anybody remember Rush Limbaugh? Because of the dangerous and addictive nature of these narcotics, the government has implemented a system of regulation, monitoring the amount of narcotics prescribed to patients to ensure that no American will inadvertently become addicted. Legal narcotics for the purpose of pain relief regulated by the federal government. Everybody's happy, right? Wrong. Drug legalization advocates are adamantly opposed to this policy as well. Go figure. The truth is that the drug legalization advocates will not be satisfied until your children can get high whenever they want, on whatever they want. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
Be sure to join us on this week's Cultural Baggage when our guests will be Scott Morgan and Steve Silverman of Flex Your Rights Foundation to discuss their new DVD, Busted. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.